So I want to try something that I haven't really done before. I'm gonna talk for a little while tonight. I'm gonna say some jokes, tell some stories. I'm gonna say a lot of the older stuff and then some new stuff and some things in between, you know? I mean, you probably can't hear it right now, but in the background I have three dogs. I'm a dog lover. I don't love everybody's dogs. That would just be weird. And I don't love them in the kind of situation where I need a fucking pronoun in front of it. I love dogs. And it's cool to have three dogs. I'm not gonna lie. I've got a golden retriever. I've got two blue heelers. And they're all awesome. And they really make the nights exciting. After you get home from work, after a long day, you sit back after you eat dinner. You sit down with your beautiful wife like I've got. And you start watching TV. But at some point in the evening, things are going to go off the rails a little bit when you got three dogs. And I'm telling you this just from personal experience. Like, at some point in the night, you're going to be watching one of your favorite Netflix and chill shows, you know? You'll be looking over after watching, like, Bloodline or something. You're going to hear some shit. You got to look over and you got to say something like, "Cooper, the fuck are you doing?" No, stop face fucking your brother. That is rape of a senior citizen. There could be charges filed, and you need to knock that shit off. And he looks at you. And he's like, "But I'm cute, right?" And you're like, you are. The other one's so cute, Link, he could be chewing on the face of a baby, and you just be like, "You know, fuck it, it's okay." Not like, you know, any baby. It can't be like a good-looking baby. You know, you'd have to get onto him then, like, "Hey, stop that, you know, stop chewing on his face." But if it's an ugly baby, you're gonna be like, "Eh, it's fine," you know, like the cousin you don't give a shit about, you know, their baby. You're just like, "Fine, you know, fuck it, it's okay." But then after, you gotta say something to the old one, because after he just got face fucked, he needs to get revenge, so he starts plowing the face of your 2-year-old puppy. Which, by all accounts, is a form of puppy molestation, I presume. And I have to tell him that, hey, you know, there's laws against that too. You guys are both gonna end up in jail and making a public apology by 3 o'clock. Not that anybody understand a bunch of drooling and "Ooh," that means I didn't mean to fuck him, but he was cute and he was there, you know, and mommy and daddy wasn't paying attention because they were watching TV. So anyways, I want to go back to basics on this. I find 3 a.m. really creepy. I don't really give a shit about 3 p.m. It's 3 p.m. 3 p.m. is always good, you know, it's time to get out of school, you know, you get the fuck away from the teachers, blah blah blah. I know that's not a great mindset for college, but you know, fuck it. Here we are. So, 3 a.m. I do find a little creepy, probably due to childhood trauma. Like, when I was a kid and like Child's Play came out and there were like several Freddy movies, blah blah blah. Yes, I'm old, in case you haven't figured this the fuck out by now. I gotta say, like, my parents just didn't give a shit, you know? You say something to them, it's like midnight, you know, Chucky just come out, and you're like, "Mommy, Daddy, I want to watch Child's Play." And they're like, "Well, don't come knocking on our fucking door if you get scared," you know? And you're like, "I won't." You know, you think you're tough because you're like fucking 7. So you watch this movie, and then you go to bed, it's like, you know, fucking 2 o'clock in the morning. You wake up, it's 3. Now, you've already heard shit about the witching hour and everything like that. You know, superstition just creeps you out a little bit. You know, there's like a mist floating out from underneath your bathroom door. You don't realize it's because your brother got like VD and he's pissing real hard in the toilet, you know? And you hear some faint screaming, you know, because his girlfriend, you know, well, she liked to fuck, just, you know, not him. Until that one time when he was pissing in the bathroom at 3 o'clock in the morning, freaking you out, you know? So yeah, you wake up and you're freaked out, you know, you hear shit, you hear your brother crying in the bathroom because he's pissing out herpes, and then you hear shit like, and that's not your brother, you know, you're looking around and you know the sound's not coming from the bathroom, so you get scared. And as a child at the age of 7, what do? You run to your parents' room, right? You go to wake them up, you hope for something touching and loving, like, "Oh, I will protect you, son. I won't let anything bad happen to you. Yeah, we're gonna get your brother penicillin tomorrow," you know, some shit like that. You look for something comforting. But oh no, 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 no. Not my fucking parents, no. You go to their room at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're like, "Mommy, Daddy," and you hear shit like, "Oh, fucking your mother, get out," and you're like, "No, I'm scared," and they're like, "All right, come in," and then you're just like, "What the fuck?" That's a whole new thing right there. What the hell is going on around here? This is where Pornhub gets their shit nowadays. So you step in and they're like, what's wrong, champ? And you're like, I'm scared. Well, I told you not to watch that goddamn movie, right? What the fuck? So they tell you that they told you, then they give you a spanking, they send you back to bed, and they say shit real comforting, like it's just the house. It's settling, it's breathing. You go back to bed, you lay on your stomach, you can't lay on your back now because your ass is sore, so that's out of the question. You lay there and you think, wow, the house is breathing? It's settling? Then you hit the realization, this thing's fucking alive. Well, this ain't good. What is this fucking twisted, perverted house seeing me do that it's going to tell like its other house buddies on the block? You know, you're walking down the road to school the next day, and you see the shutters clapping back and forth. They're like... And somehow on the wind you hear shit like, hey, you see that? That's that Mikey guy. Yeah. I'm going to tell you about him, man. He's fucking weird. Don't let him come over and hang out with your kids. Oh, no, no, he's not that weird. No. He's 7, man. The thing is I saw him in the bathtub the other night, yanking his dick off with 4 Ninja Turtles in the tub and Master Splinter. No, I don't know, man. He's pretty fucking talented, you know? And really, just so you know, I am that good. I don't know where my talent went to, but yeah, it's pretty much gone now. I think that happens when you get married. But anyways, aside from that, I gotta tell everybody, I think that death by autoerotic asphyxiation is fucking hilarious. And I know what you're thinking, oh, that's mean, that's rude, that's not nice, that's not right. And I know, I get it, but I don't give a shit. The reason I find it funny is because it means that you weren't smart enough to let go of your dick or put the fucking phone down while you were watching bi-curious midgets figure out they're straight 10 inches too late, cranking one out. You forgot to, let go of something so that way you grab the rope. Cops show up the next morning. They're like, well, this appears that it could be a suicide, but it may be a homicide. I don't know, but he was watching some really cool shit on Pornhub today. What is that? Bi-curious midgets figure out they're straight 10 inches too late? And as the one guy's telling it, the other guy's like fucking Googling it in his phone and saving it into his search history so that way he can figure out what it's all about later. That'll be the next autoerotic death asphyxiation, whatever. So, I have to say, I kind of live in a nowhere town. There's really not much out here, you know. I mean, you got like a dollar store and some mom and pop gas station that's got a nice cool name like Melvin's Outlet or Melvin's Come On In, We're All Family, you know, kind of shit. Yeah, it's kind of redneck territory. They probably all are family. Just a little fun fact. But the thing I like the most, I guess, is the stupid shit that people put in their driveways around here. You know, I mean, they got like license plates of rebel flags, you know, saying yeehaw, yeehaw, the South's gonna do it again and blah, blah, blah. Never really figured out what that meant. But the one thing that I did figure out is as I was going by a neighbor's house, I did see the rebel flag and a sign that said this, and I imagine it was much in this voice. It was like, welcome to Dixieland. And I was like, cool, I'm in fucking Dixieland. Wow, that's amazing. And then I got to reading further. Not a lot of people do that out here. But it said, do not trespass or we will shoot at you. Now, by this point, I've already pulled off on the side of the road. 2 angry rednecks come running out past Camaros on blocks. Cocking shotguns. You know, I mean, and it's a whole thing. It scares the shit out of me. And the only way I diffuse the situation is I let them know that I had zero interest in their sister. And they were pretty happy about that, you know. So they let me go. They didn't shoot at me or anything else. And, you know, I never did get to actually get onto Dixieland. But, I mean, I was close enough to say, you know, it was like being on Graceland with Elvis, you know, even though he's been dead for fucking 100 years. I drive a truck, you know, for a living. I got back into it after, you know, a couple of career changes. I didn't ever actually want to stay in it. I've never been happy doing anything until I started talking. And it's weird because I've always been told for a lot of years that I should be a stand-up comedian, that I would have done good. And I really want to. I want to try. I want to actually just, you know, get my stuff out there. I want to be on stage one day telling my dick and fart jokes, making people laugh. Nothing pleases me more than to make somebody spit Dr. Pepper out of their nose. I really like it a lot. You know, the person doing it probably doesn't, but I enjoy it. So, after a lot of years of doing different jobs and doing things, I finally one night decided to give stand-up comedy a try. And I was scared to death. I'm not gonna lie, I was. I was really afraid. I'm very judgmental on myself. So I thought, well, when I go out and I do this, if I don't have a laugh within like the first 30 seconds, I'm gonna put the mic down and I'm never gonna do it again. Surprisingly, I did very well. I'm not a Kevin Hart or a Matt Rife or anybody by those means, but I, like telling jokes. That's why I do this. That's why I have these podcasts. That's why I, you know, I mean, this is how I started doing it in the first place. It's where I got the courage to actually tell my jokes, or, you know, a semblance of them, whatever the case may be. So, the first night I pick up a mic, and it was pretty easy to open up, you know. I was just, you know, sorry guys, I almost didn't come tonight, I was pretty late, and that's not the first time that's happened to me today, you know. Call my wife, she was pretty disappointed. That worked right off the bat, I'm not gonna lie. But back to the truck driver thing, driving truck has certain freedoms. You got plenty of time to think, and plenty of time to talk to yourself if you're fucking insane like I am. It's kind of fun. It's kind of nice. So, after driving truck for quite a while, I did realize that I fucking hate truck drivers. I'm not gonna lie. There's a difference between a guy who drives a truck for a living and a truck driver. See, a guy that drives a truck for a living is much like myself. You just drive the truck, you make your check, you go home, you pay your bills, you support your wife and your family. A truck driver, on the other hand, these are the kind of guys that I can't fucking stand. Anybody that calls theirself like Screaming Eagle or Stinking Ferret or names their child after a fucking motorcycle or a car, I got a problem with. And I know that you're thinking, well, why would you have a problem with that? Because I'm going to tell you why. First off, they're the kind of pricks that will throw like a Harley Davidson sticker on the back of their fucking Kia Soul. They'll talk in the Hulk Hogan brother voice, let me give you a good deal, and you're just like, eh, just turn the fucking CB off, I don't want to talk to you anymore. And they name their children shit like Harley, Porsche, and Maserati. And I'm going to be honest with you, you should never name your child after something you want to ride or get inside of. I mean, that's, I don't give a shit, that's tandem to fucking pedophile right there, just naming your kid something stupid. And while we're talking about stupid names, people who name their kids after different fucking colors or grass or meadows and shit, just go fuck yourself, okay? If you can't name your kids something cool like Bob, Melvin, Frank, Pete, Jim, Dave, or Larry, well, you know, fuck Larry. That's a terrible name. Imagine having to overcome a name like Larry. That is pretty tragic. But anyways, you get the gist of what I'm saying. Stop coming up with these individual, you know, my child's gonna be an individual. Your child is gonna be part of a group in group fucking therapy when you name them shit like Magnus. It's a terrible fucking name. You're punishing the kid. Do you hate your kid that bad? My brother named his goddamn kid after a fucking Looney Tune, okay? And thought it was alright because he put Lynn on the end of it. So now she's got to explain that for the rest of her fucking life. What's your name? My name's Taz. And there's a pause, and then there's, you know, there's the sudden shock of the person that she just said it to. They're like, you're named after a fucking cartoon. And she's like, well, Lynn. Okay. Is that your middle name or the end of your first name? Because none of this is okay. That kid has to explain that for the rest of their fucking lives. Stop naming your kids dumbass names. And while we're talking about that, not every baby's cute. I want to go ahead and tell you that. I'm going to be honest with you. They're not all cute. I know this is mean. But I am so tired of seeing shit on Facebook, people posting pictures of ugly fucking babies. And yes, people, there are ugly babies. I know you don't want to believe it, I know you don't want to hear it, but it's very fucking true. There are some ugly ass babies out there. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm going to feel bad about this next phrase, or the next statement, or, you know, whatever the fuck is coming out of my mouth at this point. I'm going to feel bad about it, but I got to be honest with you. I'm tired of seeing dumb shit, like mothers posting pictures of their kids' feet on Facebook. A 7-year-old with 14 fucking size shoes is not normal, and you should never post nothing like that. You should never put anything on Facebook that has a fucking foot that takes up the whole goddamn screen of 6 cell phones combined, going, "My baby's gonna be a big boy one day." Bitch, you better fucking hope so. Because your only hope of mating this fucking mutant is putting him on an episode of fucking Finding Bigfoot. You know? I mean, like, that's all you got. The fucking kid has big ass feet. If he doesn't grow into them, that's gonna be a fucking problem. So I'm sick of that. I'm sick of people posting dumb shit on Facebook, like women going on there writing shit like, "Does any man just look at a woman and think, she's been through a lot of shit?" I'm gonna go ahead and be honest with you. The answer is no, we fucking don't. Men, when we look at women, we think one of two things. And guys, you don't have to back me up here. You might be sitting next to your girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever you're into these days. You know, your cat friend, your fucking furry, your pansexual, the stop sign you fell in love with, whatever the case may be, whatever your pronoun is. I don't really care. But at some point, when you see something that you think, "Damn, I think that's been through a lot of shit," that's not what a guy thinks. A real man looks at a woman and never thinks, "Damn, she's been through a lot of shit." We think shit like, "God damn, look at that. That is fine as fuck. I hope she's got daddy issues." Or we think, "Jesus Christ, that's the most terrifying thing I've ever fucking seen. I hope I can finish my taco later. You know, I hope it don't come back up at a fucking, you know, party with beer pong. You know, it's just gonna go badly." There's a dog in here. It's not 3 a.m., so I'm not worried. So anyways, my brother called me not too long ago to inform me that I'm going to be a great uncle. Now, before I go too far into this, I gotta explain something to you. First off, I don't know my brother's kids. I've never really been around them. There's a lot of shit that happened back when he was younger. He didn't have his kids, blah, blah, blah. Whatever the case may be. So, he calls me at work. I didn't answer. Mostly because I didn't want to. But part of it was because, you know, I was working. But anyways, he calls me. So I text him and I'm like, "Hey, bro, what's up?" He says, "I need you to call me as soon as you get this. I've got great news for you." Now, I know what you're thinking. I should have got excited, but I didn't, because you don't know my brother. You got to understand with my brother, if he uses the word great, if he uses any adjective to describe news to you, it's okay news at best, for being honest. So he calls me and he says this. Well, I already said it. So anyways, middle. I tell him, I'm like, "So, you know, what's this great news, man? Did you win the lottery? Are we going to split it? You know, what's going on here?" And he replies back. He says, "No, I really need you to call me. It's great news for you. And I want to tell you in person." I was like, "How much money are we talking about here?" You know, so I text him that. He's like, "No, I didn't win the lottery." I'm like, "Well, how the fuck is it good news? Help me out here. Help me understand how this is going to be considered good news." And he says, "Just call me." So finally, I said, "Fuck it." I called him. All right. I get on the phone with him. I'm like, "Hey, bro, what's up? You know, did we at least win a fucking scratch-off lottery ticket? Did we get anything? You know, what's going on?" He's like, "No, I wanted to let you know that your niece is pregnant." And the first thought to come to my mind was, "It's not yours, right? You know, because there's laws against that, buddy." No. It's her boyfriend's. I was like, "Well, that is good news. He figured out what hole to put it in. That's good for him. He's from Greenville, you know. Makes perfect sense it'd be good news." So I'm like, "Well, how is that good news for me, man? Help me here." And he's like, "Well, you're going to be a great uncle." I was like, "Dude, I'm not even a fucking good uncle. Like, your kids and I aren't even friends on Facebook." You know? And then he goes into this whole rant, and he's telling me about it, and he's talking about how he took pictures, and I was just like, dude, I don't need to hear this. You know, I feel like I'm a witness to something I don't want to be a witness to. None of this is striking me as right, all right? And he's like, no, you know, he's really a good guy, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right, well, that's fine. That's all well and good. I appreciate that, but thank you for nothing. You know, I definitely approve. So it goes on a while, and I gotta tell you this, I hate calling people and being put on speakerphone. Now, I don't know how many of you would agree with this or won't agree with it, but I hate being put on speakerphone, and I'll tell you why. Because you can't have a conversation with the person that you're talking to when there's 15 people in the background talking. It doesn't work out very well. And me, I'm kind of condescending, kind of sarcastic. In case you haven't figured this out by now, I don't like it because I say shit, and it's not that I actually mean it, and it's not that I don't mean it. It's just that I like shock value. And sometimes, I don't know what else to say. So, like, for instance, I have an uncle I talk to. He's got a wife that I can't stand the sound of her fucking voice. It sounds like a yapping poodle is getting raped by a fucking bear. So it's literally... Now, luckily for him, he's deaf. He's got a hearing aid, or hearing aids now, that he can turn down whenever he wants. And I imagine they're off all the time. He'll call me and be like, hey, what you doing? And I'm like, hey, not much. And then all of a sudden, I'll hear her in the background. She'd be like, my granddaughter's pregnant, and that's amazing. And then I'm like, oh, so she's a whore like her mother and her mother before her. Thank you. Will you shut the fuck up now? I didn't take this call to talk to you. I don't even like you. I don't like the way you spell your fucking name. And then there's other conversations with, like, other relatives and my brother who will talk to me, and his daughter will be in the background yammering, the one who's pregnant, by the way. So I'll be sitting there talking to him on the phone, and she'll be saying shit in the background, and it makes no fucking sense to me. I don't even know how this pertains to my life, and I can't get my head around it, but I'll be talking to him, and then all of a sudden I'll hear, did you know I'm still pregnant? And I'm like, well, you know, go to Walmart and get a hot coat hanger. The fuck you want me to do about it? You know? And they find it funny, and I guess it is. It's not that I really mean it, but, you know, sometimes I fucking do. But then, you know, I say that, they laugh, and then they offer me the dumbest shit possible. Would you like a picture of the ultrasound? No, I would not like a picture of the ultrasound of your fucking mutant. And I'm going to tell you why. People, get with me. Women, understand. Ultrasounds are not cute. Okay? They're not. It's like an ugly baby, but it looks like an alien in a fucking cocoon. You know, there's that movie back in the 80s. It was like, boom, 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 boom. And there's like a baby head twisting around like the Exorcist. Like, meh, scaring the shit out of you. I don't want a picture of a goddamn ultrasound. Let it come out. I'll take a look at it after you clean the gunk and shit off of it. And then I'll figure out if it's cute from there. I do not need a picture of pre-baby in baby batter. It's not helpful to my life. Thank you for that. But don't offer it anymore. I do appreciate the idea that, you know, you want me to see your child, but I don't want to fucking see it. And then there's other people. And so I guess this goes to, like, you know, family values. I have other people in my family who I haven't talked to in, like, 20 years. Weird conversations, you know. You can't talk to somebody. If you haven't talked to somebody in 20 years, you don't give a fuck about each other, okay? That's true. Don't deny it. Don't be like, nah, you know, we do, we care, we lost touch. That's bullshit. If you ain't talked to somebody in 20 years, you do not give a fuck, okay? And neither do I. But it's always funny to me because the people I haven't talked to always want to tell me shit that I don't care about. I had a baby. Kudos. Congratulations. My baby's really smart. Does it say anything beyond gaga goo goo? Well, no, but it does facial expressions. All right, well, let me know when I can have a conversation with it that has words, okay? Help me with this. And I hate people asking me to come and see their baby, especially when it's people I don't like, all right? I got one that was like, when are you going to come and see my baby? I'm like, I'm not. Why don't you want to see my baby? Bitch, I don't like you. What makes you think that I'm going to like your three-eyed webfoot mutant? Alright? Your boyfriend was a fucking circus clown. I've got nothing for you. I haven't talked to you in 20 years. I've never spoke to him. You guys literally got mad at the doctor because the doctor said you had a 50-50 chance of getting pregnant. Let me explain something to you. If the doctor says you got a 50-50 chance of getting pregnant, you cannot get mad at that doctor if you get pregnant. Here's why. It's 50-50. It's a double-edged sword. You might put it in, take it out, boom, she's pregnant. You might put it in, take it out, boom, she's not pregnant. The next time you put it in, take it out, she might be pregnant. You can't be like, that motherfucker lied to me. It doesn't work that way. I'm going to be honest, you can't do it. You can try, but it's fucking stupid. Because, you know, the doctor said you got a 50-50 chance. Now, should you get pregnant? No. No, you shouldn't. That shouldn't be a thing. At that age, with those problems, the baby is gonna, well, be part of you, and, you know, that's not cool. So, I'm not really sure where I'm going with all this, but I figured I'd just try to talk for a little while. We have made it, I don't know, sometime here, up in the 20-minute, 30-minute ratio there somewhere. I'm trying to get my talking longer skills working properly, so that way there I can, you know, do a special. This may be hurtful. Hopefully not. I hope you guys got some good laughs out of all this. I don't think I'm done yet because as I'm getting older, I'm learning new things about myself, and not that the aggressive receding hairline is making me look balder or that my balls are getting ominously closer to the floor as I, you know, hit 40 years old or a little bit older. I'm learning things like, I like meeting new dads. New dads always make me laugh. The reason they make me laugh is because they say stupid shit and they post dumb shit on Facebook. Like, I met a new dad not too long ago, and he was like, you know, showing me pictures that he'd posted on Facebook, and it's about how hard a dad's life is. Let me explain something to you. If you're a new dad, your life isn't that hard when your wife just gave birth in the hospital. It's not that complicated. When you get woke up because you passed out during child labor after 45 minutes, your life ain't that complicated. You know, you fell asleep, you know, you bumped your head, you might have to take an aspirin to get rid of the headache, but you sure as fuck shouldn't be posting shit on Facebook 10 minutes later showing how tough a dad's life is. Like, for instance, this cat shows me a post on Facebook that he posted. It's got like four pictures. It's got like a man carrying an axe across a bridge at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and it says, "Dad tired." And I'm like, that dude's not tired. He's walking across a bridge at 2 a.m. with a fucking axe. Alright? He's probably a serial killer. In fact, you know, well, I'm not even going to go into the rest of that. So, anyways, the next caption shows a picture of a guy drinking a cup of coffee, and it says, "Dad tired too." And I'm like, well, Jesus Christ. He was tired carrying the axe. Now he's tired drinking coffee. Okay, he's just trying to wake up a little bit. The third picture shows a picture of a dude sitting on a bank on a rock holding a baby in his arms with a bunch of arrows in his back saying, "Dad protecting." I'm like, well, he didn't do a good fucking job. He looks like a goddamn pincushion, you know what I mean? The last picture is a picture of a ghost coming out of a TV holding a child, and that scared the shit out of me because I thought about Poltergeist. Yes, Poltergeist is a movie where ghosts come out of TV and they abduct children, blah, 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 whatever. And it said, "Dad will always be there." And I was like, "Dad ain't there. That motherfucker's going back into TV as soon as you change the channel." The other guy looked like he was in Last of the Mohicans. I mean, like, nothing that you posted makes any fucking sense. And he's like, "Well, what do you think about it?" I looked at him. I was like, well, it's too late to post that shit on Facebook. You know, because you already did it. So, you know, your life ain't that complicated, man. Like, the only post you should be putting on Facebook at this point is, "Hey, I just woke up, found out I'm a dad. Let's go in the room and see what it is together."